This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on the patient name Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, last name Zuniga, Z-U-N-I-G-A. Her date of birth is March 14, 2001. Patient seen for UNT, Student Health and Wellness Center, and for Joel Brady, J-O-E-L, Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, P-A-C. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Teresa comes here today for IV iron infusion. She was given the trial of oral iron, which she tried it for 6 weeks. Her hemoglobin, which was 8.9 when we started, went up to 9.5 after 6 weeks, and her iron did not go much. It was still low at 21. It was then discussed with the patient that apparently she is not able to absorb adequate enough iron when given orally, so she might benefit from intravenous iron. She agrees, and so we'll go ahead and give her IV iron. Her past medical history includes bronchial asthma. The patient also complained of heavy menstrual period lasting for 10 days. Physical exam, she is 21 year old, weighing 258, blood pressure 110 over 80, eyes ENT, short paler, lymph node negative, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New period of diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, menorrhagia. New paragraph recommendation. Diagnosis 3, poor absorption of orally administered iron. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and give her pre-medication with Benadryl 25 milligram, and then give her 1 gram of Infed IV over 2 hours. Upon completion, we'll send her back to UNT. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Teresa Zuniga. Copy of this may be sent to Student Center. Thank you. Bye.